Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And it is a midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Phil's back in action last night. Did not go great at the end. We'll get to them. Elliot will join us coming up at 11. An Eagle with a direct response once again to Hugh Douglas and his outrageous claims on the midday show. A lot to get to. QB power rankings after week three. And, of course, Drew Brees taking a shot at the birds. Good morning, Hugh. How we doing?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, since we're still here, we might as well make the most of it.
Oh, because the rapture.
Yeah, the rapture.
Yeah. I told you.
It might come today.
No. That guy's a kook, whoever said that.
Might as well make the most of it, man.
Don't speak too soon.
Yeah. You really have.
We still got today. Today or tomorrow.
Has there ever been a worse prediction in the history of the world than the rapture? Every few months. So today's the day.
Y2K.
Well, but
I remember that. Does everybody remember where they were when Y2K happened?
Yeah.
No.
I do.
I was five.
Well, I forgot.
Kyle was asleep.
Yeah, I was on my way to Georgia. I was driving.
Yeah.
And when it hit midnight, I just thought, you know what I mean? I just thought satellites were going to fall out of the sky. Nothing happened.
They did not. You know, sometimes you get away with things once in a while. And we got away with Y2K. We got away with the rapture yesterday. You know what the Eagles have gotten away with?
What's that?
They're getting outplayed for the first three games of the season and winning. Listen, the Eagles are one of the best teams of pro football. In fact, they're the best team roster-wise in pro football. And by the end of the season, if they are playing their best, they are very capable of winning the Super Bowl once again. They're just a great football team. But can we be real about the first 3 weeks of the season? Like now that the dust has settled and we were so excited Monday and even excited yesterday, can we be real about what Sunday was? They got lucky.
Get the hell out of here.
That's fine. You can say that. They got lucky to win that game on Sunday. And in fact, the Philadelphia Eagles, Hugh, are lucky to be 3-0. First three games of the season, they have been outgained and have less first downs in each of their first three games and have three wins. That is exceedingly rare. I don't know if I've ever seen that three straight weeks to win when you have less first downs of your opponent and fewer yards. If you have more yards than your opponent, you win like 75% of the time. They're on the opposite end and winning. I love that they're resilient. I love that they can do this, but it's not sustainable. They need to play better football. And I think right now we should all have a sigh of relief, and they should have a sigh of relief because they have not played like a 3-0 football team, and yet they're 3-0. That's the good news, but... Yeah, I mean, we could be real about it. The Eagles are lucky to be 3-0. Hugh, you see it the way I do or no?
I hear what you're saying, Joe, and I understand completely what you're talking about because, like, normally, like, say this game this weekend. When you talk about the possessions, time of possession, the possessions that you had and the way that the game was going, you're not supposed to come back and win the game in that fashion.
Of course
not. You're supposed to – most times you'll come back, and if you're lucky, you'll make it an interesting game. And you know, we'll be sitting here talking about they put up a valiant effort. I think this team across the board is better than most teams in the NFL. So, you know, when we talk about talent rising, I think that's what we've seen the last couple of weeks. Now, it hasn't been comfortable. I'm not about to sit here and say, you know, it's been great watching what we've watched. It's been a little vanilla. I mean, we've been complaining about that for the last couple years. But this game is results driven. And the result is that they've been winning football games. So I don't think they're lucky. I would probably use the word resilient more than luck.
Yeah. Hmm. You know what that reminds me of, though?
What's that?
This was what we did 2 years ago. We did this for 11 weeks, 10-1. They're the most resilient team. They find a way. They beat the Chiefs. It's the same thing. In 2 years ago. Now, I think they're better. I think they are built to finish this way better than 2 years ago. I don't think it's going to happen again. I don't think they're going to collapse because they have more good football players. They have Vic Fangio. They have more ways to figure it out and not play like this the whole season. You know who agrees with me, though?
Who's that?
Jordan Mailata agrees with me. He spoke after the game on Sunday. Let me read this quote to you because he spoke to David Murphy, the Inquirer, about the win and about how this team is 3-0 right now. And he said he was asked if a performance like Sunday's will end up biting the Eagles. Quote from Jordan Mailata, "It will, and essentially it will be 2023 all over again. I will say it." That's a quote from Jordan Mailata after the game on Sunday. He talked about how, you know, they need to be real with themselves. They can't just be a team that is finding ways to win. I agree. I mean, that 2 years ago, we did this whole thing. They beat the Cowboys in the last play of the game. They beat the Chiefs in the last play of the game. That's not sustainable. Eventually it comes back to get you. Look, I'm thrilled the Eagles are 3-0 because they're banking wins without playing their best football.
Mm-hmm.
They have to play better, though. If you continue to get outgained and you continue to have less first downs than your opponent, you're going to lose. I mean, it's just that's the way the league works. And on Sunday, I mean, that was obviously an all-timer in terms of a comeback. They came back from 19 down. But you go back the first couple of games, week two, they got away with a few things in week two on the defensive side. And then in week number one, if CeeDee Lamb catches the ball at the end, we might be in some trouble against a Cowboys team that stinks. So, yeah, I believe this team is lucky. Now, Jalen Hurts spoke about that kind of subject after the game on Sunday, and he seems to think luck is one you make on your own.
A lot to learn from on the field, and I think it's always great to be able to navigate a way to find the win. And every week is completely different. We got a great challenge coming up this week, but this is very revealing about our team, you know. Very revealing. A lot to learn from, obviously, but to be able to make plays when you need them the most, you know, there's no such thing as luck. You make your own luck.
You make your own luck, says Jalen Hurts. And Hugh, I do agree with that to an extent. Like, are they lucky to have blocked two field goals to win a game? Yeah, but they also have incredible talent, like with Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter up front to make those plays. So, yeah, I mean, the fact that they have their talent has enabled them to make big plays in key times. I'm not doubting that. I'm just saying they're lucky to be 3-0 right now. It doesn't feel like they're playing like a 3-0 team.
I will say this, that I understand where Jordan's coming from because you're always – operating under the premise that you can always do something better.
Yeah.
And that's how you stay locked in. That's how you stay focused and keep your eye on the prize. But when you look at this football team and the way that they've won football games, I mean, it's you look at it and be like, man, that was pretty impressive. And I look back at the game last week, and I'm driving, listening to it. And I remember when they scored and they made the game, what was it, 21-27 or something like that? They were close.
26-21.
Something like
that. Yeah, 26-21.
Something like that. But I was like, man, that's a valiant effort. But looking at the time, well, thinking about their possessions and how they're probably going to bleed the clock, knowing what you know about football, I was like, man, they're going to make it close, but they're not going to win. You know, that was my mindset.
Right.
And for them to win in the way that they did, two block field goals, you know how hard it is to block a field goal?
And then let alone to block two in a quarter. In a quarter. It's like, crazy.
Like, it's almost like you dialed it up. You dialed up plays that you needed.
Yeah.
When you needed them. You know what I mean? And when they did that, I was like, man, that's that want to that you talk about, well, that I talk about all the time that we talk about. That's that want to. And that's why I feel like, yeah, there's a lot of work to be done with this team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to sit here and say it's not. But, man, I don't think it's luck. I don't.
Yeah, I think a lot of the first 3 weeks is luck. Look, they're a good enough team. They're a great enough team that when they start playing their best, they're going to win games differently. And we could still get to 14 wins because, you know, once in a while you have a team that's like, they play weird the first few weeks, but they get wins, and then they get going, and this could still end with the number one seed and everything we hope for. I'm just saying first 3 weeks is a lot of luck.
I just thought about something. Now, I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but because this is a big challenge this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But when you think about this team and where we projected it to be, after this week, if they beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers,
go to 4-0.
Kyle know where I'm going with this. I'm looking at his, he's looking at my face. Would you be surprised if they go undefeated? Would you say it's a possibility that they could go undefeated?
Wait a minute now. Now you're getting cranked up.
No, I'm saying.
All right, I'll answer your question. Sure, it's a distinct possibility, but not if they play the way they've played the first 3 weeks.
Slow down there, Rasheed Walker.
No, hold on.
No,
if they get through the stretch,
I can do that. I don't play for anybody. I play for WIP.
If they get through the stretch 4-0, after that is the Giants, who will be on a rookie quarterback, or the Broncos, who have not looked great. The Giants, Carson Wentz potentially, and the Vikings, and the Giants again. That gets you to 8, right? So yeah, what you're saying is not crazy, but they have to play better than they have the first 3 weeks.
But see, here's the thing: they've been winning ugly.
Yes, lucky. You just don't like the word. You agree with the sentiment.
Semantics.
It feels like you understand the sentiment, and the word is bothering you.
Like a win is a win.
No.
A win
is not a win.
A win is a win.
Threw for 100 yards in a game.
A win is a win. It was an ugly game. Yeah. It was an ugly game. But when we talk about this team and we talk about how we thought this season was going to go, 2-2 was the best we hoped for. 3-1 is what we wanted.
No, I told you anything less than 3-1 was unacceptable. And you were frightened.
See, before you jump all over me, I said 2-2 was acceptable.
Yeah, but you don't feel that.
But 3-1 is what we wanted.
Yes, and
right?
we're already there before the game.
We're already there.
Yeah.
So, because we felt like this was probably going to be the toughest stretch at the beginning of the season. I'm not, not poo-pooing all the other teams that we have to play.
No, this is tough.
But when
yeah.
you talk about the gauntlet of teams that we had to play and the demons that we had to exercise in that first couple of weeks of the season. Mm-hmm. They've done that in ugly fashion. And let's be honest, we saw this team as we progressed through the season last year get better after the fourth game.
And they're banking wins. Last year they were only 2-2, and
yes,
then they had to get going. So,
yes.
So that's the great news, that they have not played great football, and they're 3-0, and they're favored on Sunday. They could be 4-0 before they play their best football. That's wonderful. But I still think they're lucky to be 3-0. They've been outgained in every game. They have less first downs than their opponent in every game. That's not how you win in the NFL, typically. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear one of everyone's favorite former backup quarterbacks, Chase Daniel, on his podcast with Diana Russin. I think James Palmer's with them now. They were discussing the Eagles, and is this kind of like the Chiefs last year, which is what some people view it as, or is it more like the Eagles of 2 years ago, which was the alarm that Mailata was sounding after the game on Sunday? Here's Chase Daniel.
I just think for this team coming off a Super Bowl, still not playing their best game. They still have not played the best version. And they're not supposed to. It's September. I get it. But the fact that they have found ways to win, they're the new Kansas City Chiefs.
Don't stop, Diana. Stop. Don't say the new Kansas City Chiefs. So 2 years ago, you remember how we were like, oh, man, yep. like, okay, they're finding ways to win, exactly what you just said, and they're good, and then they started really struggling down the stretch as teams figured them out. I don't think that's going to happen this year, but I do feel the start of the game and the start of this year, even though they're finding ways to win, they haven't been dominant. And I like that they're finding ways to win. I'm just saying, like, that's what I'm going to keep my eye on the next few weeks is like 2 years ago.
You just poo-pooed Diana saying it's like the Chiefs, and that's exactly what the Chiefs did last year. They started 11-0, and if you ask anyone on that coaching staff, they were like, we shouldn't be winning these games.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
So two things off of that. One, and that was Chase Daniel and Diana Rossini and James Palmer. They're all right. I mean, like, it is a lot like the Chiefs last year, and they finished by winning 15 games before getting to the Super Bowl, which is a great outcome. But the Eagles 2 years ago, and Jordan Mailata brought it up himself after the game, they didn't finish. They kind of did this for 10 weeks, and we're like, oh my goodness, they're resilient. And all of a sudden, it was like, uh-oh. It couldn't work for the full season. 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles lucky to be 3-0? Kyle, where do you come down as the Eagles are undefeated through 3 weeks? But I think we could all agree they haven't played their best yet.
No, but like, and that's okay, at least early on in the season. I'm very annoyed by this take that they're lucky. I mean, I think the Chiefs comp is a good one. I made it earlier in the week after the win Monday. And I don't even really view the Chiefs last year as lucky. Like, when I think of luck, I think of... that's something that's going to come back and bite you eventually. It didn't bite the Chiefs. Like you said, they won 15 games and went to the Super Bowl. Now, did they win it? No. But like, I don't know if that's necessarily their luck running out. Like, they just ran into a freaking buzzsaw in the Eagles. I think when you're this talented and this prepared, you put yourself in position to be lucky. Like, those two-block field goals, not like the guy missed field goals, right? That might be somewhere where I go, they're lucky. The Eagles clearly saw something that this guard that was lining up next to this the long snapper was a weak spot. Like, they saw that on film.
And they attacked him.
Yeah, and Sirianni was asked about it in his press conference, I think Monday, Tuesday, whatever. Like, do you guys prepare field goal box stuff? He's like, oh, yeah. Like, they were prepared for that moment. And they had Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis to be able to take advantage of that. Like, they were talented and they were prepared. The Eagles, to me, just, like, they feel like they've figured out a winning formula, and I know that sounds like I'm dropping. You know what? Screw it. Dropping the pledge. When you're a team that has won,
I thought it'd be Douglas that did it
over a 2 year span. When they're 18-0 at full strength, going back to all the way last season, like, there's something to be said for that. I really do think the Chiefs comp is good. Like, this Eagles team is good enough, talented, prepared enough to put themselves in position to get lucky. Like, is there luck involved? Sure. Is the ball going to bounce your way sometimes? And you might consider that a little bit of luck? Sure. But, like, the scale for me is tipped in more of a way that they are a good team than they are a lucky team. By the way, like, the thing about them that, what is it, outgained, or the other teams have more first downs
in
than
all
them
three games.
Doesn't that kind of, I mean, in a way, this sounds like excuse making.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of what our defense is. Like, they make you go down the field in those chunks. And then they're a little bend but don't break.
Yeah, they are.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like, if our offense isn't firing on all cylinders, which it hasn't been through the first 3 weeks yet until that second half, like, that, I think, is a reasonable explanation for why that could be.
It could be. Yeah, it could be, at least in one or two of the games. All three, it feels like more of a pattern to me. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go on the phone lines, Kyle made a great point about the field goal blocks. That could be more skill and more film watching and just a better organization seeing a weakness of the other one. I'll give you this example, and I brought this up on Monday as kind of how amazing that comeback was. Here's how I think some fortune is playing into all this. The Jalen Hurts fumble right after the halftime, right? Eagles fumble, Rams pick it up, they get a very quick touchdown. And they go up by 19 points. If that fumble happens 5 minutes later, like the Eagles have a little bit of a drive, they drive down the field for 4 or 5 minutes, then the Rams get it, and then they go 4 or 5 minutes down the field, the comeback never happens. That would have took 10 minutes off the clock.
Yeah.
The fact that it happened on the, whatever, 10-yard line, the Rams scored right away, Eagles got the ball back right away, and they're able to have 13 minutes left in the second quarter to still make it a game. Like, that's kind of fortunate that the fumble happened to where, oh, man, that's bad, but we're going to get the ball right back.
No, I get what you're saying because you're talking about the timing. Because normally, you know, you want to eat the clock up as much as you possibly can.
And when you get the ball on the 10, you can't eat the clock.
You can't do that.
You're just going to score.
But I think you're missing one part of that. You still got to score.
You do.
Still
be and able they to did it.
And they did that.
They did it. All right, 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on this? Look, it's not an indictment on the Eagles' ability to be good. They could still be great, but they have to play better. Right now, through 3 weeks, I think they're lucky to be 3-0. They haven't played like a 3-0 team in my mind. Jeff in Wilmington is up on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey,
what's
Jeff.
What's up, Jeff?
So I'm not with you at all on this, Joe. Yes, there has been some luck in these games. But the good teams capitalize on that luck. And you can't go through an NFL season without having the ball bounce your way, bounce the way you wanted to, and to come out on top. So the bad teams would have lost that game. Would you agree to that?
Yeah.
Well, I think most teams would have lost that game.
Miami would have lost that game.
Yeah. Well, but I think any team down 19 is likely to lose the game, right? It's just most teams would lose down 19. The Eagles, they came back.
Right. So I don't see it as luck, more as want to, as Hugh always says, or, you know, man whoop a man type thing.
Man like, whoop a man.
Yeah. I mean, again, they're the best team in the league until proven otherwise. And they're going to win these games because they are the best team. I just don't see it as I don't see it as the 2023 season. That's what you're.
So Well, I'm alluding to this. It has elements of that. Now, Jeff, I don't think it will end up that way because they have Fangio now. They didn't have Fangio then, and they have more talent on defense now. So, I don't think even if their luck runs out a little bit, like they're still going to be better than that. That was extreme. Yeah. But I also think this is a tough way to live each week. Like it's just tough to win games each week when you are chasing or you're kind of playing really close to the vest. Like it feels like, Jeff, they could, Hugh was kind of alluding to it, they could win every game on their schedule, just like when you look at the game, like they're going to be possible, right? But also, if they keep playing like this, they're going to drop one or two for no other reason than the game's close and the bounce goes the other way.
Well, what they can't do is have a game like they did yesterday continually where one half is completely abysmal. You can't play that bad for a whole half of a game and expect to win a lot of games. Now, was there luck involved? I don't think it was. I just, like I said, I think it was less luck and more determination and adjusting and seeing what they saw on film with that, with the kick, or, you know, the field goal block.
Yep.
I mean, that wasn't luck. That you look at what they did. They just totally attacked that part of the line and got through. And I don't know. Like I said, there is some luck involved, but it's not as much as I think you're expecting it to be.
Yeah, I hear you. And Jeff, you and Kyle are both right about the field goals. And Jeff, appreciate. I mean, I think you say they had two block kicks, like that's lucky. But you watch them, that was more skill and physicality. Like Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter are amazing athletes, right? They block the kick. And like Kyle said, they saw something where they could attack that part of the line. That wasn't so much luck as in a couple things like, I thought Stafford missed a few throws he had that could have made field goal drives for the Rams, touchdown drives. Like, for as bad as things were, it still was three scores, not four or five scores in the second half. And if that was the case, I mean, guys, they were outgained 222-31 in the first half. They had minus one passing yards in the first half and still won the game. That feels lucky.
Well, look at it like this, Joe, and I'm going to give you an example. Because remember last week, Miami Dolphins should have beat the Buffalo Bills, in my opinion.
But they are the worst team.
But they are a team that, when it came down to key moments in the game, undisciplined play lost them the game. When you talk about the dude running into the kicker,
right?
You talk about the interception at the end of the game, you could point to some key drops on offense where they had a position where they were in position to score, and Buffalo methodically on the flip side, they're a better coach team. They're a better disciplined team. They scored when they had to. It's kind of the same thing. You know, you take full advantage of the opportunities that are presented to you. And I go back and I talk about two block field goals in a game where, you know, you block the first one. The team is the team that you played against say, hey, we got to shore it up in the middle so that doesn't happen again. Yep. And it happened again.
Again, to end the game. It's remarkable. It really is. 215-592-9494. For me, the Eagles are lucky to be 3-0. They haven't played to their record yet. Agree, disagree. Is this more last year's Chiefs, which they did this kind of all year, or 2 years ago's Eagles? And Jordan Mailata brought that up after the game on Sunday. He said it can't be like that again, and if it is, it's going to happen like that. They need to be better. I agree with Jordan. 215-592-9494. We'll throw the Phillies in as well next. An annoying loss last night. And I have a concern as we head towards the postseason. First real legitimate Phillies concern in a while, and it feels like it's becoming a bigger thing. We'll talk about it. Your calls on the Eagles and the Phillies coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Swung on, hit high in the air, left field. It's got a chance. Marsh is back at the wall, and he is out of room. It's gone. This game is tied. Herberto Hernandez keeps hope alive for the Fish as he homers over the 374 sign in left center. He's tied the game 3-3 with a home run off the run.
Oh, not the Titanic music. We haven't had this with the Phillies for so long. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. All right, we'll get to all your calls on the Eagles. Are they lucky to be 3-0? I could use a little luck out of the Phillies bullpen right now because it's not good. And I don't know what it is, but it's not good right now. Hugh, last night they lose to the Marlins. I think we could all be honest. These games this week really are not meaningful, particularly at all. The Phillies are it's almost impossible for them to get the one at this point. They're not going to get it. They're also not going to fall out of the two seed. The magic number, because the Dodgers lost last night, is one. So we're kind of going through the motions of the results. So do I care they lost the game last night? Not really. It's not that big of a deal. Next Saturday, when they play their first playoff game, that's when the big deal starts again. Hugh, I'd be lying, though, if I didn't say I have some concern with the bullpen as we head towards October. Is things leaking some oil here last week or so? David Robertson, sometimes I watch him, I'm like, yeah, I could tell why he's 41. He's been around a long time. That stuff isn't what it used to be. Matt Strom, I don't know why. He's only pitched once in a week. I'm not sure if they're giving him some late season rest and they're just trying to make sure he's ready, but he hasn't pitched much. Orion Kerkering has been not where you want him to be and not where they wanted him to be. And then Jaron Duran, Hugh, who's...
Jaron Duran.
That's our guy. We need him to be great. Gave up a home run last week in Dodger Stadium, gives up the home run last night and blows the save. Hugh, what's your level of concern with the bullpen? We're going to need him. I mean, there's no way around it in modern baseball. They're going to have to pitch huge moments starting next Saturday against whoever the heck's coming in here. How concerned are you with the bullpen and where it's at?
Not that concerned. You know what? It's unfortunate, but you've put yourself in a position where, I'm not going to say unfortunate. It's very fortunate that you got the two seed.
Right.
And there's not a whole lot of lot you can do to change that. So you're kind of going through the motions a little bit. And as a player, you kind of know that. And I guess the sense of urgency, even though they did try to, you know, they had to put up a valiant effort last night, the sense of urgency is just a little different. So I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, I am concerned because although you're right that the wins and losses is not a sense of urgency there, and maybe that's why they're not pitching strong much right now because they're just maybe giving them a little rest before the postseason. Duran is out there. I mean, they're using Duran. He's their guy. He wants to get the save, and he's getting hit. Home run last night. Home run last week in Los Angeles. The Robertson thing, 3 home runs in his last 5 outings. And I just don't know how they trust Orion Kerkering in a big moment in October now, even though they probably have to. They don't have many right-handers they could roll out there and trust. But, boy, I could use a few scoreless outings from these guys before we get to October because this it feels like something that we can't avoid. That like they're going to pitch in big moments. Other than Sanchez, who did pitch last night and pitched great, their starters aren't really 7-8 inning guys. So like I'm thinking about game 2 against the Dodgers, let's say, a couple Mondays from now. Fifth inning, 3-3 game or 2-2 game. Someone's got to come in the game if Rangers tiring. And I who are we trusting right now? Kyle, I have concern right now. See, I still feel good about the offense, and they're hopefully get Trey back this weekend, and he gets some bats under his belt. And I think the starters will be fine. This bullpen, though, is a concern.
Yeah, and like I think the time for mild concern is June, July, maybe even August.
Because we have time.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I mean, we are bumping up against it right now. Like, if it's something that could end up being the reason that you go home in October, I think everybody should be very concerned. Like, beyond just Jaron Duran, who we should be trusting as a lockdown closer, right. He's not right now. Him, Robertson, Kerkering, each have as many earned runs as they do outings in their last, like, few weeks. Like, that's really bad. I mean, not only can you not fully trust Duran, but you can't trust anybody to hand the ball off to him right now in the eighth inning. So, like, I'm with you. Like, the starting pitching, I don't know. Ranger, Lizardo, a little bit shaky their last few starts. But it's the bullpen right now that I'm looking at, and I'm saying, like, all this magic that we have in the late part of September, it could all be for naught if the bullpen can't close out games against good teams in the postseason. Like, I'm sounding the alarm bells on.
We saw it last year. I mean, look, Wheeler pitched a gem in game 1, and then the bullpen blew it. And then even go to the game where they got knocked out against the Mets. I mean, Ranger wasn't great in that game, but he fought. I could see him pitching just like that in the postseason this year, where he fights and he claws, and it's like there's runners on base, but he gets out of it. And then we go to the bullpen, and last year was Estevez, who gave up the grand slam to Lindor. Like, they got to get big outs. So I see we have head in the sand Douglas over here today. No worries, Hugh, on the bullpen.
I'm not.
Your head. Can you breathe down there?
No, I'm not. My head's not in the sand, but it's like you got everything you need. And it's hard to, as a player, you go out there and you want to win the game, but you know you're going to the postseason, and you know you're not in a position to change your seeding.
So, all right, I agree with you to a large extent, especially after they left Dodger Stadium, right? They won the division.
Yeah.
And the seeding has kind of been, logically, they're going to be the 2. But this started last week, Hugh, in L.A. All this stuff wasn't wrapped up then, right? Like, Duran got hit in Los Angeles. Robertson got hit in Los Angeles. Kerkering got hit out there. That concerns me because that's probably the team we're going to see coming up, you know, in a couple weekends from now. 215-592-9494. How concerned are you with the Phillies bullpen, which has hit a weird spot? I didn't hear if Topper talked about the Strom thing or if he was asked. I hope it's just, hey, let's just give him a little rest for the postseason. Like, that would fit to your point, Hugh, that they're kind of locked into their seed, so they're going to rest Matt Strom so he's ready to go.
That's what it kind of feels like.
Yeah, because I don't know why he wouldn't pitch last night. He's I don't think he's pitched since the Dodgers series. I think the last time he pitched was in L.A. It's been a while. Didn't pitch this weekend in Arizona. All right, 215-592-9494. Your calls on the Phils, the bullpen. How concerned are you? And are the Are the Eagles lucky to be 3-0? I think they are. They've been outgained less yardage in every game and less first downs. It's not typically how you win in the NFL. They came back from 19 down on Sunday. Luck, or are they making their own luck, like Hugh says? Chuck in Mount Airy. Hey, Chuck.
Chuck.
Yo, Gillio, what's the dealio here?
Good morning, Chuck. What are you thinking today?
I don't believe in luck. I don't subscribe to that. I believe in blessings. Luck is just fake, okay? This team, let me tell you something, Joe, and I typically agree with you, Joe, but on this one, man, you don't sound too good on this one, man. Luck is fake, okay? Luck to have your ass in the park fringe broke, okay? So stop believing in luck, all right? This team doesn't turn the ball over, which gives them the opportunity to win football games so they don't beat themselves, nor they give you an easy out to beat them, okay? They're relatively healthy throughout the season for the most part, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They don't have a lot of bad injuries, you know what I mean? And they're skilled, and they know how to close a football game. That has nothing to do with luck. And as far as the 2023 Fluffy Eagles go and this Eagles team go, this is a far better football team, and they've been through the, you know, through the mud, you know, which allowed them to be where they are right now. There's just some teams that just got it. You know, in the 80s, the 49ers had it. In the 90s, the Cowboys had it. You know, and 2000s, the Patriots. The Chiefs just had it.
Mm-hmm.
Now the mantle has been passed to the Fluffy Eagles. We're just that type of team that we know how to close games out. We know how to strategize effectively. And in order to beat the Fluffy Eagles, you got to play a perfect football game. That has nothing to do with fake luck. Okay? So get this luck thing out of your head, Joe. This team is a good football team, and they won the game on Sunday because they're a better football team. They're going to win a lot of games this year, especially if they get this offense going. It's going to be a lot of games where it's not going to be close. So, you know, it's just what it is. Howie Roseman built a great organization. Jeffrey Lurie built a great organization. They have very mentally strong guys in it, in that locker room, and they've been through the ringer, and they've been through the mud, and it allows them to be the football team they are today. That's what I believe in with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, Chuck, and good phone call, man. I agree with a lot of that. I mean, I do think you have to, Hugh, teams do have to play nearly perfect. Like, I wrote down when I was watching the game Sunday four or five times. Now, I didn't think it was going to come back to change the outcome, but I just wrote it down like four or five times. Like, Stafford kind of missed that throw, right? He had someone. And McVay, that was kind of a weird call by him. And why did he do? And that did bite the Rams, right? Like, they made some mistakes in the game. You can't make mistakes and beat the Eagles. I mean, that is, I agree with Chuck on that, and I agree with you guys that maybe don't think it's luck, that the Eagles are so talented across the board, and they play mostly very smart that they don't beat themselves in any of these games.
Yeah, and that's the parallel that I was drawn to that Miami-Buffalo game.
Right.
I mean, but in this case, Miami, the Rams were Miami, even though, you know, they were had us on the ropes, is that there were so many things that happened, like, technique, precision in that game that you're like, damn. Because at the end of the day, to your point, when you look at it statistically, you're not supposed to win that game.
Right, of course not.
You can make it close, but you're not supposed to win it. But the thing that jumps out to me is the precision in which Jalen showed when he was throwing the football and the two, not one, but two block punts. Two. Now, you know, you got the Bucks. That they're gonna be game planning for that. They're gonna try to stop that because that's a momentum changer.
Yep.
You got two big dudes in the middle that in 1 week blocked two punts. So now you're like, damn, that's a game changer because the one part of the one aspect of NFL teams that is sometimes neglected is the special teams. And we have a ace in the hole. We have a defense weapon that we could deploy at any time that could change the momentum of the game.
You know, for most of that game, I thought we would be complaining about Eagles special teams. They couldn't catch a kickoff. I was like, we're going to come in here this week, and it's going to be one of those weeks people bring up Michael Clay's name and what the hell's going on, how he traded for Tank Bigsby, he can't catch it. And then by the end, we're like, oh, yeah, the special teams won them the game. It's totally opposite.
Like, by the way, though, with the luck thing, like, can we be perfectly honest about the first two teams that we beat? Like, they're just not that good.
Of course not. I mean, especially the Cowboys. The Cowboys
right.
are bad.
Right. Like, so, like, the whole thing about, like, muscling out a win versus the Chiefs, well, we didn't play well, that's because the Chiefs aren't that good.
Yes. I mean, I know. And so I think a big part of why the Eagles can overcome the yardage stuff and first downs is they don't turn it over, right? Elliott was on yet. Elliott's going to join us at 11. Him and Ike were going back and forth yesterday about being more aggressive, opening up the offense, and Elliott's point was, hey, as long as the Eagles don't turn it over, they don't lose, right? They've had this formula now. That's the way they win football games. And he is right. I will point out, though, in terms of, I mean, I don't know, Hugh, when a fumble happens in a game, when you were on the field, is there any rhyme or reason to who picks it up?
It does. No, it just whoever's there.
Right. So, okay.
It's like fumble.
Right. So let me give you an example of something I would consider luck from the first 3 weeks. Jalen fumbled on the opening possession in Kansas City.
And got the ball back.
The Eagles got the ball back.
That's, you know what we used to call that, Joe?
What's that?
The football god.
You know what? Maybe we reframe it. They're not lucky. Football. They have the football gods on their side.
No, listen, and know it sounds crazy, but it's like we used to say the football gods are shining on us.
Yeah.
You know, because you talk about, there's been times, especially when I was with the Jets, that you watch the film and the ball would bounce a certain way and be like, man, if that had bounced this way, we probably could have won that game. And it's just one of those divine intervention situations.
Don't compare us to the one in
No, I'm just saying.
That
team was lucky to win one game.
Just give me some parallels.
Win one game on that team? Well, you guys.
The Jets were lucky.
Yeah.
Now they got to crush me for my past.
Yeah, we do. All right, let's go to Frank in Delaware. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Frank. What's up?
So, yeah, that was a great win. I mean, that was unbelievable.
Amazing. I mean, we're going to talk about that win for, you know, decades.
Oh, yeah. But Hugh, you said you got some in the back pocket. I mean, you can't count on that. You can't be tied up in a Super Bowl and think, you know, you're going to block that field goal. I mean, that just don't work that way.
What are you talking about? You know what I mean? You think you could block it? They beat those guys twice. What are you talking about?
No, they did. But they could do that at will. Can they do it like two or three more times out of seven?
I tell you what, Frank. Teams are going to have to game plan for it. Now they're going to have to block it a different way, knowing that if those two guys are out there. So that could cause the center to have an errant snap and mess things up, knowing that those two big guys are probably going to push the pocket and knock him over. It's a bunch of different things can happen. It's the execution. Right. You can mess up the execution. I mean, I hear what you're saying, though, but you could. Potentially mess up the execution.
I got you. I mean, a lot of I think you're lucky. How do you have 2 yards at halftime passing? Then, I mean, listen, no. Is he really – I mean, what's going to happen the next, say, 3-4 weeks?
Good question.
I don't think the next coming of Johnny Unitas came out in the second half. I mean, I don't think that happened.
Nobody's saying he was Johnny Unitas.
You talking about?
Well, he looked like it for a few drives. But,
We need more Johnny U references. We don't, like, you know, Montana comes up.
Strongly disagree.
What are you talking about? I don't know. What do you think is going to happen with the passing game? I mean, from the going forward.
Well, so here's something I think is interesting about this game. So we go into it. They're 3-0. I think they're luckier than we are. They've won each game, Tampa Bay, in the last minute of the game on a Baker Mayfield drive. So, Frank, look, I know that the Bucs have been kryptonite. Bowles has been kryptonite for Jalen. I think the Eagles are better than Tampa. They don't have Mike Evans this week. I expected to go win the game, but they have to play. They have to play well. They can't walk down there and go down 19 points and expect to win again.
No, of course not. Well, with Saquon, when is it going to break? When is it going to break out?
Hopefully this weekend.
It feels like it's coming soon. Frank, appreciate it. I know we haven't spent much time on it this week. It feels like maybe one more of these, we're going to have to spend some time on it. Hugh, do you have any concern about Saquon? His first 3 weeks, he's averaging 3.3 yards per carry. I mean, you were the one throughout the summer saying it's going to be extremely hard for him to come close to what he did last year. And so far through 3 weeks, your feeling is bearing out, right? He's not coming close. You have any concern with Saquon?
Nah, because I think most of that has to do with what I thought, that most teams are going to go into games and say Saquon's not going to beat us. So I don't have any concern in that aspect. I think when we open up the passing game, it's going to open up the field for Saquon to get more touches.
Yeah, I'm not concerned. I think at some point he's going to bust one.
Yeah, I also think Saquon looks good.
Yeah.
He's not getting the yards. He's not breaking away. A lot of that could have to do with the offensive line. Mm-hmm. They're shifting guys in and out. They do have a new body there at right guard. So, the way Mailata talks about it, if you listen to him, he's like, we're just a block or two away. Like, he puts it on them. And I tend to believe him because, when I see Saquon get the ball, He doesn't look like a guy who's lost a step to me.
I agree.
That feels like it's coming.
Yeah, I it wouldn't surprise me at all if at some point Sunday he busts a 65-yarder for a touchdown. It just hasn't happened yet. I'm not concerned. I think we can all be real, though. If we get another game where he has 40 yards, it's going to start to be a topic, right? That's because the history of running backs after a year where they run that much is they don't do it again the next year. Hughes brought that up the entire offseason. Pat in Blackwood is up. Hey, Pat.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Pat. What's up? Okay? Yeah, we got you, Pat.
All right. Listen, I'm going to go to my favorite subject on this team. Good old Robbie Boy, the manager. I'll tell you what. He did a good job with the offensive part of the game. He's moving players around. I don't have a problem with that overall. But his use of pitchers and the way he uses pitchers are crazy. You know, he gives the excuse. What do you call that, 90 pitches or 92 pitches last night? Kid's throwing BBs up there. He's as strong as an ox. He's pitching 7-inch shutout innings. Let him go to the 8th inning and then bring in Durant, right?
So he could have, Pat, and if it was July or August and they're still, you know, fighting tooth and claw with the Mets, I might agree with you. I mean, this is where I'll listen to what Hugh said a little while ago. They got nothing to play for right now, Pat. I mean, I just want Christopher Sanchez to be ready to go next Saturday. I don't need to push him to 8 innings late September. I mean, it feels a little unnecessary.
I do understand that, but my point of view is this. They don't have that. They have to win 2 games or Dodgers lose 2, and thank God the Dodgers lost again.
Right.
But in all honesty, if he goes through in one more inning, they win this game, he could send these people off to Hawaii. Robertson, you can't pitch him as much as he's pitching him. He's 40 years old. I just don't understand it. You got a guy like that, finish the game, win the game. You don't have to win another game the rest of the season. You can put your AAA team in there. But he does this a lot with pitchers, and I don't understand it. I'm old school, I guess. I could see Carlton on the mound and him coming out. First thing Carlton would do is say, get out of here.
Pat, I don't know if you saw, because it was late last week. When they were in L.A., the one they lost, it was the Wednesday night game. Blake Snell, the starter for the Dodgers, did that to Dave Roberts, their manager. He basically waved him off. He tried to take him out, and Snell like waved him back, like, go back to the dugout. I'm not coming out of this game. So, yeah, Pat, I get it, and I hope in October, and Pat, good phone call. Sanchez is the one he's got to push the most because he's the most capable, and he's going to have to, like, even if you want Topperty to kind of push his starters longer, Lizardo and Suarez and especially Nola, like, Hugh, those guys could lose it at any moment. Like, every game in October,
Topperty's, you're going to be watching them. You're going to be watching them with a close eye, short hook.
He's going to have to be on the top step of the dugout, ready to go in the 5th inning or so, or 6th, with all those other guys other than Sanchez. I understand our caller's point about last night. This makes this week weird because they're trying to get their work in. They're trying to keep themselves sharp, Hugh, because they're not going to play a wild card series, right? So they're not going to play a real game again that matters until 2 Saturdays from now. But you also don't want to push Christopher Sanchez 8 or 9 innings when the playoffs start next week.
No, that's the balance that you have to strike. You know, that rest versus rust.
Yeah.
You want to try to get them, you know, the innings that they need. But at the same time, you don't want to overwork anybody because you know you're going to have, you know, the rest before you actually play. So you want to try to balance that as best you possibly can.
Yeah, you do. Chris in Middletown is up. Good morning, Chris.
Happy hump day.
Chris, what's up?
Happy hump day.
Attention, listeners. The king of shade throwing is in studio today, Shady Jillian.
Mm.
Of course. You know what, Joe? Shut up.
Mm.
I'm tired of this, all right? Almost every game can be a play or two away. Okay, Micah Parsons, Gillio. You know, you
that
got
was
that
cold. That was that was that, cold, Chris. That
no,
was cold.
You got that loser talk flowing today, and you deserve every bit of this.
Okay.
You know, what you're not saying is we open the season in a tough stretch and starting slow, which, shocker, because we don't play in the preseason, and we won. No.
Are we gonna look back at the Cowboys game as a tough game? You guys are nuts. They're gonna win 6 games. The Cowboys game is not a tough game. Like we're redoing this now. We're revisionist history to make our point. The Cowboys suck.
You want to go back to 2023? You know, and talk about, oh well, we were 10-1. Your math isn't mathing, genius.
Well, they were.
You can't compare 3 games to 11. That math doesn't work.
Sorry,
okay?
Hold on. So loser, scared. Let's establish this. So loser, scared Giglio compares it to 23. What about when Jordan Mailata says the same thing? Is he a loser? Is he scared?
Yes, he is being scared because he's influenced by your nonsense that's spread
on
the air.
Oh, he said it before I even thought it.
Listen, you got me all cranked up now, so you're going to get
got
me,
him cranked
right?
up.
Wait
buddy.
A minute now. Now you're getting cranked up.
Listen, you're the very reason why we can't have nice things in this city, okay? Because you're always running around with that wet blanket and trying to throw it on top of everything, okay? You know, Joe, what you're really saying, and I got Hugh's third eye going on here. You're really saying this team's overrated, and you're not. And why should we be surprised? You're the guy that came in all last year waving your Detroit Lion flag in the studio and talking about how great they are. Well, guess what, Joe? They didn't even make it to the Super Bowl. And what you're already trying to say and tell us is your typical anti-Eagle rhetoric. Mm-hmm. This team's overrated. They really should be losing, so they're going to lose. You know what? I'm not going to listen to this nonsense. Hugh and Kyle, have a good day.
Okay. That's enough. And Chris, see? I mean, it was a good call. Is Chris making his way back towards the first segment? What do you think, Hugh?
He's working his way back. He's been more serious and more focused.
He has.
I think he felt
less
some kind
Cam
of way.
Scataboo crap from him lately. Yeah. I mean, look, Chris, even though I didn't like the content of his call, it was a good call. He was on point. He came after me, which is fine. I mean,
that's what people do every day.
Yeah, I expected this today. I mean, no one wants to see the truth. They just want to hear what they want to hear. So that's fine. I mean, the Eagles are lucky to be 3-0. That if they keep playing like this, they will not continue to win at the rate they are. That's all. Now, do I expect them to play better? I do. I think they're going to play better starting on Sunday in Tampa and win that football game against another team that's pulled out three wins kind of out of nowhere. 215-592-9494. All right, back to all your phone calls and all this. Are the Eagles lucky to be 3-0? Obviously they are. Obviously no one agrees. That's okay. Phillies, how worried are you about the bullpen, which has really reached a downturn here after pitching well for about 5 weeks? All right, Elliot joins us after the break. His thoughts on all this. Plus, a former Eagle yesterday that became available after a surprising release. Oh, I can't wait to talk about this. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94, WIP FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casinos, getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style. FanDuel has you covered. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.